bondage spirit, the spirit of bondage. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 8:32. Bondage is a spirit. Some operate in it to bind, some operate in it to be bound. Bondage is what we are seeing in the land today. How do we break the spirit of bondage, both in the binder and in the bound? With the truth. What is truth? Do you know who famously asked this question? Pilate. When Jesus said that he came to bear witness of the truth, Pilate asked this question. The truth was standing right in front of him, talking with him. What did Pilate do upon asking the question? He went out to the Jews, the ones who were in the process of rejecting the truth. Had Pilate waited for Jesus to answer his question, Pilate would have heard the Savior reveal himself, and I believe Pilate would have been converted. Instead, Pilate went out to the Jews. He turned his back on the truth. He washed his hands as if that somehow exonerated him from the guilt and turned his Savior over to be crucified. Pilate lost his opportunity to know the truth by respecting the opinion of the Jews above the truth. What did the Jews represent? A non-spiritual, secularized system of behavioral control. Our country was founded on faith in Christ Jesus, i.e., we were founded on truth. Because of the rise of secularism, specifically secular humanism, and its God socialism, we have become like Pilate. We are disconnected from the truth while the truth is standing right in front of us. We've turned to the Jews of our day, people who believe in a fear-based system of behavior control. We've rejected the truth which sets us free. The Sanhedrin, leadership of the Jews of Jesus' day, rejected the truth and schemed to destroy it by the bondage spirit. The people cried out, "Crucify him," and so they rejected the truth, submitting to the bondage spirit of the Sanhedrin. The leadership of America has accepted the bondage spirit of socialism and have convinced the people to submit to the bondage spirit of socialism. Will the bondage spirit people, socialists, crucify the freedom people, Christians, in the same way that it did our Lord? Jesus had to die and be raised from the dead. Christianity does not need to and will not die, but it will be persecuted by the bondage spirit until the Lord Jesus returns. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, "Abba, Father," Romans 8:15. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind, 2 Timothy 1:7. So walk fearlessly in power by the Holy Spirit according to the living word.